Welcome to Carittles. This is Wendy.
And this is Amanda.
Today's cast, How to Give Feedback for a Presentation, Chapter 1, When and When Not to Give Presentation Feedback, Part 1.
The questions that this cast answers are, how do I answer the question, how did I do after a presentation? What are the important things to keep in mind when giving a presentation feedback? And how can I structure my feedback to both supportive and constructive?
If you want the answers to these questions and more, keep listening.
Next week, Tuesday and Wednesday, we've got virtual events for communication and hiring. Our virtual effective communicator course starts November 12th at 1 p.m. Eastern, and a effective hiring manager course starts on November 13th at 10 a.m. Eastern. Join us over Zoom to learn more next week about communication or hiring. You can sign up for either one at manager-tools.com/training.
I started writing this about how to tell people how they did in a presentation, and then I realized that there is a lot of cases where you don't actually want to give feedback, or people aren't actually asking for feedback, even if they ask a question that sounds like they want feedback. And a lot of the time, people don't want feedback, they just want praise. So I ended up writing this cast first that tells you or helps you decide whether or not it's a good idea to give feedback and what kind of feedback to give before we talk about actually how to say it. Because it depends on the situation and the person almost more than it does on the quality of the presentation. And not every presentation needs detailed feedback, and not every request for feedback is asking for constructive criticism. So in this, we're going to try and help you decide whether or not you want to give feedback at all and what to say if you do. And in this guidance, unless we say otherwise, we're using the word feedback to mean substantive, helpful commentary on someone's performance, like the common use of the word feedback. We're not talking about the manager tool's feedback model, which is only used by managers to their directs. And we're not talking about the manager tool's peer feedback model, which is the feedback model you use between peers. Both of those have defined purposes and phrases and a whole thing around them. And these are not what we're talking about today. Just want to make that clear so we don't confuse you with the whole word feedback.
Yes, I like that. And what we're going to cover in these casts are assess the situation before speaking, special note for bosses. Next, where are we in the presentation creation process? Then, was I asked to give feedback? And lastly, what kind of feedback is being requested?
There's a lot of things to think about before you actually give feedback. So
yeah.
The first is assess the situation before speaking. And this could take, if you haven't thought it through, I guess, some time to work out. It's going to take us a while to explain to you all of the factors, but hopefully it'll only take you a few seconds to decide whether or not you're actually going to say something. Because giving feedback, actual, substantive, helpful commentary on someone's performance is not always necessary or welcome or politically wise. And deciding whether to say you were great without disclosing any of your actual thoughts or whether this is the right situation to analyze every sentence is a judgment call that depends really on the context. And in addition, because making presentations is such a nerve-wracking process, so many people are scared of presenting. It's like the number two fear in the world after dying.
Yeah.
we have to include that sensitivity to that in the decision about whether or not we give feedback. Because if you give harsh feedback to someone who's really nervous and, you know, steeled themselves to give this 5-minute presentation, you might put them off presenting for the rest of their life. Okay, that sounds a bit dramatic, but you're just going to make their nerves worse for the next time. So we got to be careful about that and be really sensitive to the fact that this is something that people worry about doing and don't feel they do well. And most of the time, as we'll talk about later, it's not that big a deal.
Yeah. And in many cases we're about to cover, the feedback you give will be short, focused, and more predicted on the relationship that you have with the presenter than the content or the delivery of the presentation itself. The kind of detailed guidance on presentation performance you might have imagined that we would have included here is much more rarely needed than you might think. And we will get to that in chapter two. This situation is much more about relationships than it is about making sure the presenter is right, correct, and avoiding mistakes. I have some experience with people having to give very short presentations as part of our intros to all of our conferences. And it's really funny. I always preface it with, yeah, no, you're going to introduce yourself and it's going to be painless for me because I don't mind it. And I know most souls in that room do not want to get up there and even give 30 seconds of a presentation about themselves, mm-hmm. something that they know a lot about. So it's really about the relationship, putting people at ease, because it's not an easy task to present to people when it's outside of your job, I would say.
Right. Even introducing yourself, I find at Toastmasters when people come for the first week, we often say, would you like to introduce yourself to the group? And they barely stumble their name out and then they sit down again. And there's other people that will come in, will talk for 5 minutes because they're already confident, but just enough to stand up and just say their name for some people is so nerve-wracking that if you make them do it, if you make it a hard task, they won't come again.
Yeah. If you make it uncomfortable, they're already uncomfortable enough, right? So you have to really consider those things.
So what the rest of this cast is going to be a sort of decision tree to help you decide whether feedback is really needed, and if so, what kind and how much. And we're not going to cover this here, but if you've been led to believe that praise in public, criticize in private is a rule and helpful, you're wrong. And we have guidance about it, or whoever told you that was wrong. And we have guidance about it. So if that's the way you normally give feedback, please listen to that cast before you go ahead and give any more.
Here's a special note for bosses. When working with your boss during the creation phase, remember that despite collaborating, they still hold role power. Our guidance here applies to all stages of the presentation process, but it's most likely that you'll hear something that convinces you your boss really wants feedback here.
Right. During that initial collaboration and making the presentation, your boss is like, oh, tell me your ideas. Tell me what you think. Give me your feedback. And that may not actually be what they want. Be strategic about your feedback. Focus on the most important points that truly impact the work's success, because your boss holds role power. So even if they're saying, I want feedback, you have to be attuned to whether or not that they are taking that well or not, because they control your addiction to food, clothing, and shelter.
Yeah.
So stay alert to how your comments are being received in that collaboration process.
And you don't want to assume that if your boss has been receptive to feedback previously, or that they say they welcome input, that this will always be true. We've seen too many cases where even great bosses reacted poorly to criticism of their work. So it's a case-by-case basis. It's not a blanket, yeah, of course I'd love some feedback. That is absolutely not true here. So it's day by day.
Yeah. Well, yeah, boss by boss and day by day. I was going to say that because it also depends what kind of mood they're in, if you've got one of those bosses. And that might seem that we're being overly careful, especially if you feel like you have a positive working relationship. But we've seen enough cases of otherwise excellent managers reacting unpredictably to negative feedback that we just want to give you this warning, because we have to give you guidance that will keep you your job. We have to take your job security seriously and therefore stay on the cautious side.
We would never want to put you at risk.
Exactly. By telling you, yeah, give your boss feedback. It'll be fine, because it's not always fine. So if you sense resistance, pause and reflect before proceeding and choose your moments carefully. It's not about fear. It's not about being scared of your boss or scared of what they can do. It's about being smart and strategic and protecting your job security.
So let's talk about where are we in the presentation creation process. So different parts or where you would fall at as you go through creating a process and where feedback could be applicable or where you want to be more cautious. So let's break it down. If you're in the collaborative creation and practice sessions, so when you're collaborating on creating and practicing a presentation, the usual rules about feedback don't fully apply here. So if you're part of the actual collaboration, if you're helping create this presentation, The usual rule being that don't give feedback to your boss. So if you're working with your boss, they don't fully apply. In typical aspects, do not give feedback to your boss.
And in this, we've just said, you can, carefully. And this, in this collaboration early stage, when everyone's like throwing ideas out and stuff, then it's okay. It's the time that's most likely for it to go well.
Yeah. And at this stage, you're not really giving feedback at all. You're actively participating in the improvement process. You're pointing out the areas that could be better and offering suggestions that are acceptable. It's part of your contribution to the team and it's necessary for success. However, this is not to give you a free pass on anything that you might want to say. What you say, when, and how you say it still depends on your part in the team and your relationship with the presenter.
And so with peers, you don't need to be too concerned about the feedback except to remain professional and polite. And there is some considerations that you want to weigh up before you say something. When we say feedback, we always think negative. It's like automatic. And we're going to tell you some reasons you might not want to give feedback. And it's the assumption is that it's negative.
Are you ready to take your career to the next level? Learn from top executives who face the same challenges you're facing right now. Our Executive Outlook videos, recorded at our recent M conference, are packed with real-world insights designed to sharpen your leadership skills and help you stand out in the workplace. If you couldn't be there, it's almost as good as attending in person. Start your journey today. Visit us online at manager-tools.com, and you'll find our Executive Outlook videos under the Training and Events section.
So some factors in deciding what to say and how you say it. The person's presentation experience. So as we said, someone with less experience needs more praise and encouragement with any of the negative comments in order not to become discouraged. So if you are going to say something that's corrective, if you say, I can't hear you over the sound of the papers rattling from your shaky hands, you need to say a bunch of positive things like, I'm really glad you got up there. I think you're getting better. And I think it would be helpful if you put the papers down because then we can't see your hands shaking. Or then they won't be making a noise and distracting the audience.
You also have to consider your relative seniority. The wider the gap, the more weight your feedback carries and the more cautious you have to be. So if you're more senior than that person that you're giving the information to, you need to consider how that is because the higher up you go, the heavier it weighs on the person that you're giving it to.
Yeah. And then your place on the team. So the more core you are to this presentation, the more candid you can be. So if you're creating a presentation with your boss and it's all based on your work, you can be more candid than someone who's just come in from outside and your boss is doing a run through and saying, okay, how did that go? That person doesn't have as much knowledge about what's being presented, and therefore their feedback will be taken as less valid and potentially more negative than it's meant.
Mm-hmm.
So the next stage is actually delivering the presentation. And we're going to divide this into when you helped create it and when you didn't help create it.
So when it comes to the actual presentation delivery, if you were involved in the creating of the presentation, the feedback rules are fairly straightforward. With peers, you can generally give feedback as long as you maintain professionalism and politeness. It's part of the collaborative process.
Again, with your boss, be selective about the feedback. Even if you're asked directly, focus only on the most important things that affect the work's success. And the safest approach is to regularly offer genuine, specific praise about their contributions, like not empty flattery, but actual observations about how their decisions and insights strengthen the work. And this builds goodwill and protects your relationship. And, you know, all bosses, all people respond better to hearing what's working than what's not. And 90% of the time, 90% of the work we do is good work. So You have to take your critical hat off and look for the good things. Be Pollyanna.
Yeah. And when it comes to more critical things, especially in presentations, you have to think, how much does it really impact the presentation?
Exactly.
Right? So if they can already do it and they're doing things well, let them lean into that. And that can elevate the presentation just as much as if you're trying to like nitpick or get them to be a little bit better in this area. If it doesn't impact the full presentation or people getting the message and that information, you kind of have to weigh that too.
Exactly. So ways to say something or ways to state positive things. I like how you broke this project into clear phases. It's helping me see exactly what we need to deliver. Or your revisions really sharpen the main message. It's much clearer now. Or the structure you suggested makes the information flow much better.
If you do want to say something more negative, construct it like it would sound, something like this. Some people might question why we choose this approach over the standard method. Do you think we should include that? Or I wonder if the audience will make the connection between the data and our conclusion. It's clear to me, but, or I've noticed that sometimes clients need extra explanation for this type of approach. Do you think this client is one of them or do you feel confident about it? Lastly, do you think it might help to include a brief example here since this team isn't super familiar with our work?
So it's the difference between saying, are we going to tell them why we're choosing this approach? Because I think they're going to need to know. And something much more gentle, like some people might question this approach. Do you think we should include that? It's a question, and it's putting the onus back on your boss to make that decision. You're deferring to his knowledge, which is a much better way to ask people whether or not they think they should change something.
Yeah, it gets more of their brain working on it, like, oh yeah, maybe this approach is different, but it's more of a conversation than a you need to fix this, right? Which is way more harsh and puts you at risk.
We've talked a bit about praise, and there's a podcast called Yes, Please, Praise. And in that, we define praise as opposed to feedback as the expression of admiration, gratitude, or approval. It's not feeling appreciated, thinking highly of someone, or approving by itself. It's the expression of those things, which means you have to say it. Otherwise, it's not praise. But I like the way you did this. I can see how that bit helps. Those things are praise, not feedback.
Mm-hmm. Now, let's talk about the presentation delivery when you were not involved in the creation of the presentation. This is a situation that you need to be most careful about whether the feedback is really wanted, even if it's being asked for, is when you're observing a presentation that you were not involved in creating.
How does it feel when people come up to you at the end of the day of a conference and say, would you like some feedback?
I mean, I always say yes, but you can't see my face right now. It's not my real smile. I'm like, oh, of course, yes, I would love that.
The problem with it is, not that we don't welcome feedback at Manager Tools in general, but so often it's something that you can't control or a deliberate choice you've made for a reason that the audience doesn't know. And then being given feedback about that when you can't or won't change it is really uncomfortable.
Because you
feel like you know something that you can't tell them, and it's just really uncomfortable.
Yeah, and I find myself sometimes I'm trying to defend myself of like, well, I did mean to do it that way. Or, you know, actually, I did notice I was doing that all day. And don't worry, I gave myself feedback. Now, there are times that you ask for clarification or like, did I explain that well enough? And it's a lot more specific and it's being asked upon, but it's a more clear like a yes or a no, not a like, let's dive into your presenting style because we all do it a little different. And trust me, anyone that gives a presentation throughout it, they're giving themselves feedback constantly. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, I said that wrong. I hope I covered that well. Or is my face okay? Because I know sometimes it's not, right?
It's like when the new hire comes into your team and then suggests a bunch of ways to change things, all of which you've either already changed or you can't change. And you have more knowledge than them. So you know that's the answer. And what you really want to do is say, stop suggesting things. You don't know anything. You're just a baby. Wait until you've got a clue before you can suggest things. And if somebody gives someone feedback in a presentation they haven't created, and they don't know all the background and they don't know what else was going on, it feels like you have to be defensive, and nobody wants to be defending themselves either.
Yeah. I mean, it really just comes down like back to everyone presents differently too. Mm-hmm. So what is the true impact?
Right. What did we get the message across?
Because I know my presentation style is the correct one. I'm just kidding. That's
of course great. It is. Yeah, everybody needs to be like Amanda.
But everyone's a little different. So when I'm like, oh, you could do it this way, I was like, no, that's how I do it. Mm-hmm. Like, let me think before I help give them more information. That's not very helpful, especially if they're not used to doing it.
So with peers, only give feedback in situations where you're specifically asked or you're in a mentoring type relationship with them. And even then, carefully consider your relative experience levels. Because again, the more experienced you are compared with the presenter, the more weight your words carry, and the more carefully you have to choose them.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to talk about the Manager Tools peer feedback model and giving feedback to your peers in Chapter 2 when we talk about how to give presentation feedback.
And when it comes to your boss's presentations that you weren't involved in creating, it is simple. Only give praise unless you're specifically asked for feedback. Even then, continue to be cautious about what you say, how much you say, and how you say it. Some requests for feedback are not really requests for feedback at all, and we don't want you to fall foul of this.
Some of the companies say, but we have a feedback culture here. That doesn't mean that the people inside the culture on that day, after they've presented, want to hear seriously negative or nitpicky or really want to hear anything negative. Like, just because it's a feedback culture doesn't mean you have to give feedback on that day in that fashion right then to their face. There's other ways to do this. And right after a presentation, it's probably better to do it one of the other ways.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So having defended ourselves for telling you not to give feedback, very defensively, we're going to leave you with that thought about the different parts of the process and to whom you could give feedback and how well that will be received. And next week, we'll pick up with the question, was I really asked to give feedback? Thanks, everyone. Join us again next week as we continue this topic.